Welcome to show number 102 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. It's happening, everybody. Hopefully you all are doing very well out there. Hopefully things are going good for your collection. Hopefully you got some room on your Visa card, because there's a lot of different releases coming out, and we're going to talk about quite a few of them today. 2012 Topps Chrome Baseball came out. Already opened up a couple of I opened up a blaster box and a value pack of that, so it's an interesting product. 2012 Topps Finest Football came out. 2011 Exquisite Football came out, quote, a little late. And 2012-13 Score Hockey came out. So that's a lot of stuff. Well, we got a little bit of hockey mixed in there, brand new hockey. We got Exquisite, that's basically the last of the last sets from last year. And we got Finest Football, Chrome Baseball. We're even doing charity breaks. If you're listening to this within the first couple days of release, head on over to the forum in the contact section. My girlfriend posted a box break contest for this. Not a contest, but for charity. And we're trying to raise money. So head on over there if you're listening to that. But anyways, before we get all to that product news, the first stuff I wanted to talk about was just a little bit of news. The first thing that's definitely been on people's mind is Melky Cabrera, and then today, like Roberto Colon or somebody for the A's. So two Bay Area guys who, go figure, get busted for steroids and get booted for 50 games. Melky Cabrera obviously was like the All-Star Game MVP and was definitely maybe in the race for the MVP of the whole league. He was getting tons of hits for the Giants, and he was a very consistent player. But apparently he like left town without saying anything to the team. Everybody's pissed at him. The whole Bay Area is kind of mad at him. Personally, I'm only mad at him because he got caught, because I think you could test everybody. There's somebody on the Anaheim Angels who has a tremendous neck size that haven't seen since I've watched maybe like Barry Bonds play. So I think you could test. I don't mean to accuse anybody or whatever, but I think you could test just about anybody in pro sports, not just baseball. They were bringing up the points that football, I mean, it's ridiculous, some of the football players. So us as fans, we don't care too much, but us as collectors, as cards, if you were stacking up the Melky Cabrera cards, or if you hadn't sold them off as he was having a really good season, you know, you kind of realize, man, this thing can kind of come and go. So you just want to be careful as a card collector. I always think it's important to diversify. They tell you that in investing. They tell you that all kind of, you know, even in the foods you eat and everything. Just try to diversify and mix it up a little bit. You know, if you really fall in love with a guy, don't, you know, I'm not telling you don't go buy his cards, but do understand that you run the risk of what, even if it's a Tiger. We've seen Tiger Woods fall. We've seen LeBron kind of rise and fall and then get back up. You know, these guys' career kind of go up and down, so we'll see what happens. But steroids, definitely not a good thing, and they're definitely trying to clean it up in some sports. And in baseball, these headlines certainly don't help things. Another thing, I wanted to mention a fan that says I get him through on Facebook, that says I get him through Los Angeles traffic, and I feel you. I've been in Los Angeles traffic and driven there. It's the reason why I think me and a lot of people don't even live there, because it's so ridiculous. So I feel you, and I'm glad that you choose our podcast as a way to enjoy yourself as you're bumper to bumper. So thanks for tuning in, and everybody else that has given me comments and emails and stuff, and also ran a contest a show or two ago. I want to tell you guys that I haven't forgotten about you guys, and I actually have the cards right here, and I'm going to get to mailing those out very shortly. So just some housekeeping there. This year's Rookie of the Year, I was listening to ESPN the other day, and they were talking about this year's Rookie of the Year, and I think this is an interesting topic at this time. Because maybe, you know, we could rewind a year ago. Everybody knew Cam Newton was probably going to be a pretty good player. Everybody knew A.J. Green was going to be a pretty good player. But there were some other players, like Randall Cobb kind of came up. DeMarco Murray before he got hurt. Torrey Smith had a really good season. There was a couple other players. I'm missing a few players. The one player that I'm missing intentionally is Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton had a tremendous season. I know the attention was on Blaine Gabbert and Jake Locker, and it looks like those two are getting a chance here, and I'll talk more about that in a second. But, you know, this year I was listening to ESPN. They were saying Kendall Wright, I guess, is a wide receiver. Doug Martin from Stockton, it'd be interesting to see. I guess he was one of the highest, or he was the highest running back taken, I think. And he definitely has a chance to get carries in Tampa Bay. So that would be really cool. I'm rooting for him. Robert Griffin III, obviously, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has looked tremendous in the preseason. Robert Griffin has also looked relatively good as well. They both have stayed healthy, too. Ryan Tannehill is starting. Brandon Weeden is starting. Nick Foles looks like he'll definitely get playing time behind Michael Vick. We see what happens to Michael Vick and all these other injuries. So, and then, like I mentioned, Blaine Gabbert and Jake Locker are starting. So we're seeing lots of movement in the NFL, and it's really exciting. If you had Nick Foles cards, they've kind of taken a bump. Tannehill was already kind of hot, and Weeden was kind of already on people's radar. But as these guys play and as these guys solidify themselves, I think Andrew Luck, as we see him on TV, and everybody's like, wow, this guy's really good. And RG3, wow, this guy's dynamic. You know, hey, that's when the cards go up even more. And one example of it was I was watching NFL Live, and I actually saw that Andrew Luck had like a sketch card that Panini had. I can't remember what product it was in, but it was sold for $1,500 on eBay, and they showed it on NFL Live, and they were kind of laughing. But I thought that was great. Anytime you get cards on mainstream and people saying, hey, $1,500 for a football card that was like, that looked like a little, it basically looked like a little kid. No offense to Andrew Luck, who has a Stanford education in like architectural design or something. So, but it just, it's good to get cards out in front of other people that may have collected in the past and may be like, hey, whoa, cards are going, Andrew Luck hasn't even played really, and his cards are selling for $1,500. It makes past collectors and people that are thinking about getting into it or trying to get into it, it's good. So it's good for people like us that have already amassed a collection. Chris Paul got hurt. Just flip completely to basketball. Chris Paul got hurt. The way you want to play this is the NBA season. I think I've already said this, though, but the NBA season, you kind of got to wash last year out of your mind. It was still only 66 games or whatever. This year, it's going to be a little bit different. When guys get hurt, there's a little bit longer period in between games. Guys are going to be able to recover a little bit more. It honestly looks like Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are going to be recover. But we got to remember, too, it's 82 games and it stretches out. Even when a guy recovers this season, a team might not rush him back because the games are spread out more. The season is a little bit longer. And depending on how they look at their division, they might feel that they can rest some guys. So there's Eric Bledsoe and Willie Green, I think signed from New Jersey. Those are two guys, either if you're looking in cards-wise, Eric Bledsoe cards are pretty cheap. I think you could maybe scoop one of those up just for a couple bucks on a whim. Willie Green's another guy that I think came out a while back, maybe originally with Boston, but I can't exactly remember. But it was a few seasons ago. I think he was even out of the league for maybe a year, and he kind of came back, emerged with New Jersey, played well down the stretch last year, and could get some playing time in Clipperland, because I think Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are still going to be their injuries are going to linger, and it's not like the Clippers have a tremendous amount of depth after those two guys go down. So just a quick NBA note there, and I think you could play that in fantasy the same way, although I wouldn't draft either of those two players. But keep an eye on what's happening in the Clippers land, because they do score a lot of points and they get the ball up and down the court. Going back to football, my last little topic of news, kind of just bouncing all the way around here. Tops re-ups with the NFL, kind of expected. Panini, I think, did the same. I can't remember if I saw that or not, so I don't want to say that for sure, but I know for sure I saw the Tops official press release that they re-upped with the NFL. And so if you're a fan of Tops NFL cards, they have been coming out. And another thing, we're going to talk about Exquisite Football that came out. But Upper Deck came out with Exquisite Football, Goodwin's Champions, just Goodwin. We talked about it on the last podcast. And SB Authentic Golf got pushed back into next month. But it seems like, and they also came out with OPG Hockey recently. So Upper Deck kind of fired it out at us really quickly. So they got their things together here in August, especially with Exquisite. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. We'll also talk about Topps Finest football, which looks kind of, it's just really rookie heavy. So if you're not into anybody outside like Matt Schaub or like Drew Brees, there's a couple veterans in there, but not much else. It's all rookies. So if you're not into rookies, you might want to avoid Finest outside of the single card buy and stuff like that that you might find in there. But when we come back, we'll talk about Topps Chrome Baseball. And like I said, you can head on over to our forum. We've got a charity break going on with these two products. Bids start at $5, which is really reasonable. We're not trying to like raise thousands and thousands of dollars, although it would be nice. What we're trying to do is my girlfriend Annie and I are trying to raise money for the Out of the Darkness, which is suicide prevention. It's a walk that we participate in here in Northern California. And it's for our friend Chelsea, who, if you remember on the show, I think it was like October of maybe like 2 years ago. I can't remember exactly when it was. But she took her own life, and it really opened my eyes to, you know, someone like her, I never would have pictured doing that. And so it opened my eyes like that. These kind of things can happen to anybody. And it, I think Junior Seau also opened people's eyes recently. And I think being a sports podcast, more people can identify with that. And the thing with Junior Seau is we should look at him and say we should see our friends in Junior Seau, because he apparently was a really nice guy, very charitable. So this could be anybody. So you want to help your friends out. You want to help anybody out that might be going through a tough time, even if it doesn't seem like they're going through a tough time. It's always good to let people know that you're there for them, and they have other options, because it's really devastating to a family. And so this charity break really is to bring awareness to suicide and to let people know you have other options. You have communities, not just your family and friends. You have other people out there. If you collect cards, you have the entire community that collects cards that will support you and help you out no matter what. So those are the kind of things that we want to let people know out there for this charity break. So thanks for tuning into this first segment. When we come back, we'll talk a little Topps Chrome Baseball, which just went live at the hobby level, right after this. Talk a little bit about Topps Chrome Baseball, and we'll probably just do them all right in this one segment. So we'll come back, we'll talk about Topps Finest Football, and we'll talk about Exquisite Football. So you have that all to look forward to here in this segment. Topps Chrome Baseball came out August 22nd, although you could start finding packs and stuff like that as early as August 17th, almost a week before, or about 5 days before. So but the hobby boxes do give you some of your best value. 24 packs, 4 cards per pack, 2 autographs per box. Although I did open, there's those value packs, retail hanger packs, a rack pack. It depends on what you want to call them. I think they're $8.99. Don't quote me on that one. But they do include 3 orange refractors. And then the $19.99 blaster boxes have a separate pack in there that has 4 purple refractors in there. So there's some added value because it's much harder to get the autographs and much harder to get the short prints and stuff like that from the retail pack. So, but you do get those exclusive parallels. Although hobby boxes do have their own exclusive parallels, like I think red and atomic and super fractors are only found in hobby packs. So you want to just keep that in mind as you're opening packs. But for the most part, you'll find a wide variety of parallels in all the packs. And in fact, I pulled a sepia refractor, which was one in 930 retail packs. So it's a pretty rare find. But the autograph cards highlight this set. You got Yu Darvish, you got Matt Moore, you got Bryce Harper, Trevor Bauer. The Bryce Harpers are selling for quite a bit of money. But, you know, these early sales are always tricky. You always get quite a bit of money, sometimes more than the sales after. but do you get paid? Sometimes these people get excited, especially with the buy it nows. Maybe they get a little frisky and they buy it a little too soon, and then more cards come onto the market. But these Topps Chrome cards are rare parallel. The two exchange cards, one a gold one, I think, that are serial numbered out of 20 or out of 50, sold for $549. That was a buy it now. And a sepia refractor, which is out of 75, that autograph exchange card sold for $350. One card that I saw that was live was a blue refractor. Those are numbered out of 199. That sold for $276. So that was in hand and auction bid. So people are paying about $275 for ones out of 199. You better believe they'll pay big money for the ones out of 50 and 75 and less than that. So interesting set. The one cards that I thought were very interesting were the base card variations. I don't know if we've seen that in Topps Chrome. We've obviously seen it in, it's like a trend now. We see all the companies doing it. Obviously, Topps has been doing it for a really long time. But it seems like almost every set has like a variation or a photo variation. But these ones are very hard to get in retail packs. So the packs that, when I say retail packs, I mean Target and Walmart. One in 13,500. So you're really lucky if you get one. And the odds in hobby are one in 912. And I don't have the exact number of players, but there's a mixture of like Bryce Harper's in here, Yu Darvish, Albert Pujols, Derek Jeter, Tim Lincecum, Steven Strasburg. It's a, like a lot of top players. So you'll want to find those. There's also auto patch relics, which Top Chrome, not necessarily known for its patch cards, comes with some patch cards this year. The dynamic die cut cards, these are interesting. They say 1 in 24 packs, although it's they seem to be coming at least on eBay. And then I pulled one in my value pack, and I also pulled one in my blaster, and they're like 1 in 24 packs. So I kind of thought that those were flying out of the packs maybe a little easier than, and it seemed like there were quite a few of those on eBay. So I don't know if that was a collation thing or what. But I also noticed that no short prints came online before the hobby boxes started being busted on the 22nd. So whether they obviously occur in retail boxes, maybe people didn't know at the time and couldn't tell the difference, or maybe they're just 1 in 13,000 packs. That's a lot of packs. People would have to open it up and then be one of the sellers on eBay. So there's various other inserts and autographs in here, but they're pretty tough to get. Really, when you're opening up this set, you got 220 base cards with some rookie cards mixed in there, and then you got the on-card rookie autographs, which are really nice cards. I know that they've had sticker autographs in the past, so it should make the set hold up. Last time I checked Blowout Cards, and they had it for $71.95, and that's the first day it came out. So we'll see what happens and see if the price holds up and see how much people play for Bryce. I know people are paying money for the Mike Trout refractors and stuff like that. Yu Darvish cards draw money. There's some of these other rookies in here that definitely draw attention, collectors' attention, and things like that. And obviously the rare parallels and the super refractors, people are always trying to chase those down. So good luck if you're chasing down Topps Chrome baseball. Now let's switch gears and talk a little bit of football. We got back-to-back football sets. First, we'll talk about Topps Finest Football. Came out on the same day. You could have found some packs and stuff on eBay on August 21st. But the official release date was August 22nd on this. You get 8 boxes and a master case. And each box has those 2 mini boxes, and there's 6 packs per mini box, and you get 5 cards per pack. Basically, you're looking at an auto rookie per box, and you're looking at an auto jumbo relic rookie per box. There's also some die cuts and stuff. But like I said in the beginning of the podcast, this is all for the rookie collector. There's a 100-card base set, and then after that, it's almost all rookies. You have rookie autographs, you have rookie patches, you have variations on the patches, kind of. You've got some veterans in here. Like I see some rookies from last year, like AJ Green and Blaine Gabbert. Ahmad Bradshaw always seems to make it in, maybe because they're in New York. Dez Bryant makes it in here. Mark Sanchez, Matt Schaub, Roy Helu, randomly. Torrey Smith, Darren McFadden. So there are some veterans that have some like mixture in here, but don't bank on trying to hit those out of a box. I see a Drew Brees autograph, randomly a Cedric Benson autograph. Maybe I'm a little hard on Tops because I think it's a decent set, but whenever I've seen their use of Cedric Benson in a Bengals uniform, and he was on the Bengals poo-poo list all the way going back like 2 years ago, let alone his last year of his contract. So they must not have their ear to the grindstone there, but they use Cedric Benson in here. But after that, it's a lot of rookies. So it's almost all photo shoot stuff and mostly sticker autographs. So you just want to be aware of that. There are some on-card stuff in here, I believe, but for the most part, it's almost all stickers. So, hey, it's pretty cool if you love NFL rookies. If you're all about the NFL rookies, Topps Finest is for you. I know that it did well last year because Cam Newton played. And the one thing I was noticing in here, my brother mentioned it on the podcast, that he found that a lot of Ryan Tannehill fans were driving up from Miami or like were really interested in his cards. I noticed his cards are really selling well on eBay from this. And some of the prices, there was 900 people are buying eight box cases for $825, $830, and $900. I saw Blowout Cards had it listed at $104.95 on their website the day it came out. And Ryan Tannehill, the Tomic, I saw one of his Tomic autographs out of 10, buy it now, $3.99, day it came out. And there was also a patch autograph or a material autograph out of 25, sold for $2.99, buy it now. Russell Wilson, another guy, someone on Twitter mentioned this to me, and I remember seeing on ESPN that he might get the job in Seattle. Looks like, NFL, people react pretty quickly. His autograph, buy it now, out of 10, sold for $1.99. One out of 20 sold for $1.37, and I think that was bidding. So the one out of 10 for $1.99 might be a decent deal, only about $50 more, $50-$60 more, and half as many copies. Robert Griffin III checking in $153 for a moment's autograph. None of his rare ones I saw has sold. And an Andrew Luck sold for about $1,000. Buy it now is like a Prism or a Pulsar one, and I don't know if he'll get paid for that. I hope that seller gets paid for that. But that's Topps Finest. Really, it's all rookies, baby. If you're into the recent NFL draft, this set is all for you. Check it out. There's all kinds of autographs and things like that. I think it's also something if you're a seller, you can break down those mini boxes. You can buy these full boxes and break down the mini boxes. It's really cheap to ship and usually really easy to package up those mini boxes. And sometimes as a buyer, you want to get a piece of the action, but you don't want to buy the master box, like we said, is going to run you $105. But for, hey, maybe $55 ship, I can get the mini box. And it's kind of like a C230 Mercedes. You know, it looks a lot like the SL or, you know, the S500. It's just, you know, $80,000 less and, you know, a couple inches shorter, and they knock off a few performance features and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not the same car, but visually they're almost the same. So you get what I'm saying here is sometimes collectors, they want a piece of the premium, but they can't afford it. So these mini boxes are where it's at. And as a seller, you might want to offer that, because if you go to the big guys, they're none of them are really offering to sell mini boxes. They're just trying to run their full boxes out. So might be a strategy because I know Topps, you can just run it out. They don't really care too much about where you're selling or how you're selling it, as long as it's selling, I guess. Speaking of, as long as it's selling, as long as I guess it comes out at some point, you can call your set 2011 Exquisite Football just came out. And yes, I'm not making a mistake. It's 2011. This is meant to have Cam Newton and AJ Green. So we just talked a little bit about a 2012 football set. Now we got to take a step back. Although this does have some like Robert Griffin in there, and I think it has Andrew Luck redemption. There's a couple other rookie cards that make it in here, mainly the photo shoot guys. But this set is pretty nice. I noticed that Blowout Cards didn't have this. I don't know if they have like beef with Upper Deck or what, or if they just didn't have any of the Exquisite. I noticed they had some of the other Upper Deck products, so maybe they just didn't have Exquisite. But it was $5.55 on DA Card World. And I didn't really see any boxes or cases, or at least I didn't notice any sold on eBay. But I noticed a huge sale. Greg, speaking of sale, hoping an eBay seller gets paid, Greg Salas, one of one from Hawaii, patch autograph, sold for $1,000. So you can see some of these early sales. People, I mean, he threw a $1,000 buy it now. He probably didn't know, thought it was a little rich, and boom, it hit. So hopefully he gets paid. Ryan Tannehill at a 99, just a base card, sold for $99 buy it now. So his stuff is hot. Alshon Jeffrey, I think he plays for the Bears, at a 99, went for $33. Dan Marino at a 70, these are all base cards. Dan Marino at a 75 sold for $47, and Isaiah Pede at a 35 sold for $55. Those are just base cards. I didn't notice any of the big patch cards. Those are still on eBay. Some of the more interesting cards in here, the shadow box cards, they're really nice looking. The shadow box cards, they don't show up well on the photos, even on eBay, unless you're like a professional photographer. It's kind of hard to get those on photograph. That card's going to be really nice in person. There's a great checklist there with like Troy Aikman and Barry Sanders and Cam Newton, Bo Jackson. John Elway. There's just some pretty nice players. Masterpiece book cards are really nice. I think they've had those in the past where it's almost like a painting on one side and their autograph. It's all on card stuff. People wonder why this came out so late. I noticed redemption cards for like AJ Green and maybe Cam Newton, but there wasn't a whole lot of redemption cards in here. It was a lot of on card stuff from a lot of retired players. There's some nice stuff in here, and all the rookie patch cards are all like premium Nike and team logo stuff. So maybe my caution would be don't overpay, because I think the rookies are at a 99 and there's some at a 135. You don't necessarily need to overpay now that this stuff is just getting broke. Maybe some people think, I think all the patches and this stuff is going to be nice. I think Upper Deck went all out in here. They obviously took their time. They put a decent amount of stuff in here. It's only a 60 card base set, but it's a nice set. There's a lot of on card content in here. A lot of old school player, Jerry Rice, Jim Plunkett makes it in here quite a bit. Tony Dorsett. It's the same group of players. They got the same group of players to kind of sign quite a bit. Archie Griffin signed in here. Andy Dalton is in here. Blaine Gabbert. Quite a bit of the rookies from last year, like Christian Ponder. But then there's some players, like Charles White, Ozzie Newsome, Warren Moon, Mike Singletary. So there's some legends and some college legends and guys that have played in the past. You pretty much see the same guys popping up time after time in the set. So if you find one card that you like in here of a certain player, keep looking, because it typically in this set, it's the same group of players that they just kept recycling. So that can be a really, really good thing if you're a fan of one of the players. Like, I'm a fan of Andy Dalton and AJ Green, but I'm not going to be able to afford this stuff, because you got TCU guys and you got Bengal fans. And I think AJ Green went to Georgia. So it's just so hard to compete with the college fans, man. They don't care. Those fools will pay. I'm saying those fools in like complimentary fashion. They'll pay whatever, man. They love their stuff, because the college uniform stuff is pretty cool for them, because the college football is big. We think the NFL moves the needle, but man, college football moves the needle in some of those states that don't have an NFL team, don't have an NBA team, even some teams that have NFL teams. You know, college football is pretty big there. Even in Ohio, where they have the Browns and the Bengals, Ohio State football is still really big, arguably maybe bigger than both those teams. Probably is bigger than both those teams. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to college. So, but I do know a little bit what I'm talking about when it comes to Exquisite. I think it was worth the wait. It came out, you know, maybe 2-3 months after it probably should have. But excellent. I think it's a pretty good product for what I don't know if it's worth $555 for a box. You get 5 autographs per box. Yeah, maybe they're each worth $100 each, but and you get a base card that looks like it might be worth 40 or 50 bucks, I don't know. It might be worth the rip early on, because as this stuff dries up, I guarantee you boxes won't be cheap. So I think it's kind of nice. They utilize UD Black in here. There's these really odd in a good way, choice dual signature cards that kind of pull out, and you can almost like make a lot of different combinations. It looks like you pull it out and just do all kinds of stuff, and those are very interesting cards. There's just a lot of interesting stuff in here, so I encourage you to check out all these sets, because I think they give you a little bit of everything. If you're all for this year's rookie, Finest is for you. Exquisite's for you if you're looking for a mixture of if you're still a little bit on last year's rookie, which was a fantastic rookie class. It's one of the better ones that I can remember. Although they've been good. I mean, 2010 was good with like Tim Tebow and stuff like that. So there's been some, I think that was 2010. Anyways, I think we've come to the end of the show. Around the 30-minute mark is around when we're calling it quits here. So we'll do it again today. Thank you very much for tuning in. There's always I always think there's something I need to talk about at the end. I can't really remember. I think I mentioned this already. We're having a charity break. Hit that up on the forum. I don't mean to hit you guys up. If you don't got any extra money, or if that's not your thing, then forget about it. I won't hold it against you. But if you do got a little bit extra money and you like box breaks, starts out only at $5. And, you can bid on a team, and if somebody already bids, you only got to outbid them by $1. So, it can be kind of exciting just to bid, as I find out on eBay. I'll try to throw up on the forum page too. I got a bunch of graded cards and a bunch of like lots and stuff, like kind of older stuff, like some Shaqs and some like Jordans, not very expensive. I'll post it all up on the forum too. I meant to get pictures today. I'll post that. And I keep meaning to get, my brother's out of town right now. I keep meaning to get the audio from the National, and we'll play the interviews from that. I don't know when he gets back. I'll have to figure out when he gets back. But if he doesn't get back here this week, I'll just go over there and I'll get the audio myself, and I'll start cutting it down so you guys can listen to that. Well, that about wraps it up today, folks. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thanks for everybody that's sent me emails and got contacted me on Twitter. I try to get back to all of you, but at the same time, I'm trying to keep up with keeping up a high quality website and a high quality program here on the Sports Card Show. So I appreciate all of you and all of your support. Hopefully everything's going. Hopefully you got some money. Hopefully you're unlike me and you can get some Topps Chrome and get some hobby boxes of Exquisite and Finest Football and Score Football came out, and Hoops Basketball came out last week. So hopefully you guys are having fun with it. Thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.